6:23, and with me is Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management. Sam, hello.
Evening, Heather.
How's the past week been in the equity markets?
Yeah, there has been plenty going on. The market still has lingering concerns around the China trade wars. Investors there looking towards the G20 summit scheduled for late June when the parties next meet. Locally, we have had a large number of companies report financial results for the past 6 months. There has been a real mixture there of the good, the bad and the ugly. And looking ahead, the government's budget on Thursday will be a highlight.
Yeah, now let's deal with Fonterra locally. It continues to perform poorly. So how important is this for the local economy?
I think it is very important to the health of the local economy. Ultimately, the farmgate milk price and the dividend payment that they make is very important for farmers' financial position.
Yeah.
And we are hearing some stories of real pressure there, particularly on farm prices at the moment. So Fonterra do have a big plan of work underway to review what their operations and ultimately reduce the significant complexity in their business. But we're talking years rather than months to fix anything here.
Main Freight, on the other hand, has been doing really well. What's underpinning this?
Yeah, Main Freight has been getting real traction across the globe. That's driven by the performance of the Australian, European and US operations. And ultimately, I think that's their culture coming through. Hearing from Don Braid yesterday on the result, that is a huge focus for them internally. Continuous improvement is ingrained in the company. And he spoke of people needing an injection of blue blood when they began working there. So having watched this company over a number of years now, you can see that success come through the business.
Now, let's talk about the budget tomorrow. What implications do you expect to see for the economy?
I think there will be a lot of ground to cover as the first wellbeing budget for the government. I think most are expecting to see a slightly more difficult situation for them with softer or slowing economic growth impacting to some extent the tax take. But the finance minister then will have the pressure on to keep spending up, and certainly that is what is implied by most economists' forecasts, increased government spending offsetting some of that slowing private sector growth.
And any implications for the share market?
I think it will have limited impact there, Heather, provided the government does enough to keep those economic predictions on track. So if we did see stimulus surprise to the upside there, then it would be positive for those companies that are exposed to the local economy, the likes of Fletcher Building in Air New Zealand, where they have been under real pressure and earnings downgrades released recently.
Hey, Sam, thanks very much. It's Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. It is 6:26.